On KVSH, AM 940 in Valentine. My name is Greg Kinsey. We'll be welcoming you to our forum with the candidates for Nebraska Legislature's 43rd District seat. We have joining us in studio for this hour-long conversation Colonel Tom Brewer, the current 43rd District State Senator, and the challenger for that office, Tanya Storer, a Cherry County rancher and county commissioner. So what we are going to do is have a conversation with the two candidates on several issues that impact the 43rd District. We also invite you listeners, if you have a question for our candidates, you may call either KBRB at 402-387-1400, or you may call KVSH in Valentine at 402-376-2400. And some of those questions, if you call those in, will be asked during the second half of our forum. Want to introduce from KVSH Radio, joining us in studio. He's going to kind of be our timekeeper and help us along here, as well as handle the questions from callers. We're joined by Mike Burge. Mike, thank you for helping set this up, and appreciate you letting the listeners have a chance to hear from our two candidates.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and I'd like to thank Senator Brewer and candidate Storer for being a part of this. I think it gives our listeners in the whole eastern part of the 43rd District a little bit more information about making a decision when they go back to the polls here in November. I'd like to thank Craig and the KBRB studios. Got a nice facility here, relatively new, and we do appreciate them hosting this. I knew you'd have a little bit more room down here that we could get everybody into one room and
still
make it work.
Yeah, right.
Social distancing. So thank you, Craig. Thank you to the candidate and to Senator for being here today.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Mike. And we will get things started now. And basically what we'll do is each candidate is going to have a chance to respond to questions, and then we'll ask any follow-ups if we deem them necessary. And again, if you have a question you'd like to ask of our two candidates, we would ask, as you call in a question, to make it a question that both candidates would potentially have the opportunity to answer, as opposed to being necessarily directed specifically at one candidate or the other. But with that, we are going to allow our two candidates 2 minutes to introduce themselves, and we will begin first with Senator Brewer.
Well, thank you, Greg. Probably better begin by just giving a little background in case folks aren't familiar. Grew up north of Gordon, Nebraska, near the South Dakota border in a little town of White Clay. And I went to Gordon High School, on to Doane College, and then into the Army for the next 36 years. And upon finishing my time in service, which wasn't of my selecting, I was wounded in 2012 and sent back home, and it was determined they couldn't repair me, so they discharged me. And that's when I was asked to take a look at running for the legislature. And as far as my views, I'm a small government, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, conservative. The issues that we've worked over the last 4 years, evolve around a whole gamut of things. Everything from issues with property tax to veterans issues to some of our challenges with the R line and wind in the Sand Hills, wind energy. So that's kind of a quick one over the world.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Senator. And next we'll introduce Cherry County Commissioner and rancher, Tanya Storer.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity this morning, and I will as well just give a little background. I grew up here in the Sand Hills, went to high school in Valentine, and spent the only 4.5 years of my life out of the district in Lincoln, getting smart, and we can say that with tongue in cheek. So returned home to the family ranch in 1990 with my husband, and we raised our kids there south of Merriman, and they attended a one-room school, a class one school, where I quickly got involved in my community, spent 11 years on the school board there, where I really sunk my teeth into the issues of TIOSA and property tax, school funding, and we, at that time, our class ones, we did everything, honestly, from clean the bathroom to do the budget, and so we had a front row seat to public service there. I went on to advocate for those Class 1 schools, served on a Class 1's United board when we were really fighting forced consolidation, which was really a challenge for especially our rural parts of our state. met a lot of good people through that process. I served on the Nebraska Farm Bureau Board of Directors for two terms. There's a two-term limit where I really had the opportunity to understand aspects of agriculture that I had not been involved with, primarily the grain industry, hog production, other aspects, ethanol, that here in the Sandhills that were not typically are not predominant here. So after finishing the second term, I just felt like it was time to, I wanted to continue to serve my community. I'm very passionate about where I live. I'm passionate about agriculture and went on to run for the Cherry County Commissioner. So I'm in my second term there, was reelected 2 years ago, and we've certainly got to deal with property tax issues or you know, front row in my job as a Cherry County Commissioner. And, you know, with that, I'm happy. I'm excited to get on with the questions. I, too, am a strong conservative. Private property rights are something I'm very passionate about. I have spent a bit of my time actually speaking on a state and national level on that issue very specifically. Small government, absolutely. Second Rights Amendment, I mean, I will defend all of our constitutional rights. I'm a firm believer that our forefathers were some of the most brilliant people in history to lay the foundation for the greatest country in the world. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will actually start our questions then with you, Ms. Storr. And what I'd like to know first is how does your experience that you've kind of highlighted here qualify you to effectively advocate for the interests of the 43rd District and rural Nebraska in the legislature?
Absolutely. Well, I feel like I may repeat myself a little bit here. But having, again, grown up here, I'm fourth generation in agriculture, so I understand that. We're living it. Actually, we're selling some calves today, and so I understand what commodity markets do. It's real. I understand what weather patterns do to folks in agriculture and to the economy. And so that lifetime of experience has proved invaluable, obviously. It's what I do. Most of my adult life has been also dedicated as ranching is our income, but dedicated to public service here in my community. Again, through time on the school board, Farm Bureau board, I've served on several state boards and now as a county commissioner. And so not only do you really become interested in the issues when you become an adult and you start writing those property tax checks, but having the opportunity to sit also on the other side of the table as an elected official who manages those tax dollars, that has proved absolutely invaluable. And I always tell this quick story. On my time as a school board member, that was when our class ones, we had budget authority, obviously, independent of the class six. And when your neighbors are sitting across the table from you asking why you're raising your budget $1,000, that's accountability. And that is the way government should be. The accountability should be closely tied to the taxpayers. And I had to answer those questions, and I'll never forget that day. It was Stan Huffman, actually, the memory. And we were buying our first computer for Carver District School when that question was asked. And so we need more accountability in government. We need to continue to make those decisions as closely tied to the taxpayer as possible. And I have over 25 years experience doing that. And I'm ready to take that experience and serve the 43rd District.
Okay, thank you. Colonel Brewer, similar, I would like to know how your life experience has guided your decision making during your first term in the legislature.
Well, my background obviously is quite a little different. I was very active in VOAG and in FFA. I was a state officer and an American farmer. But it was all in agribusiness. It wasn't in production because, you know, unless you are born into a situation or marry into a situation where you're able to get into production agriculture, especially in the 70s, it was really hard to get started. And the options then were somewhat limited. I worked with the Farmers Co-op for part of the time. You know, some of the just general life experience things of being a reserve police officer, being a volunteer fire department, doing all those kind of things, you kind of get a pretty broad perspective. But when I went into the military, and you know, part of that time was with the Nebraska National Guard, functioning in a lot of capacities with state emergencies and managing millions of dollars in budgets, understanding how the process to be able to turn some of the situations that they were asked to support, whether it be flooding or fires, and take the resources and people and turn them into successfully complete the mission, and then really from there going on to serve worldwide doing different types of missions, because some of the missions we did in Afghanistan were ag missions, where we taught them how to do different things within the agricultural requirements we had from ISAF, which included irrigation and production, farming, because that's what we had to transition them to. So much bit different background, but a lot of that prepared me for my time in Lincoln, because you do have a much bigger perspective there, and you have to deal with things that you don't always see unless you do have that bigger scope.
Very good. We'll start some of our questions. Of course, property taxes are top of mind, obviously, for residents of the 43rd District. And we'll start with you, Colonel Brewer. Just tell us some of the work you've done during your first term to try and alleviate some of the property tax burden that 43rd District residents are facing.
Well, we've done a property tax relief bill every year. We started with a maybe basic concept of what we wanted to do, because originally we asked for a four-year freeze on property tax. And there's a lot of people that say, well, I don't want to freeze my top property tax. I want property tax to go down. But I think if folks could go back 4 years and be paying what they paid 4 years ago now, they'd much rather have that than what they're paying now. And that was part of the concept, is we understood that it was too big to wrestle in one bite in 1 year. And when you first come in, it takes a while to build that partnership with other senators and to understand the rural and urban issues and where the barriers are, where they will not give, and you cannot then move legislation. Well, each year we tweak that. We try doing different things. And what you'll see next week as we go back into session on Monday is LB 1106. And that's Senator Linehan's bill that we've worked on, because we wanted the rural piece of this to work for us and for TIOSA and how we fund things. And the reason why this is critical is, if you were to look at the way schools are funded right now, state aid, if you were in Dunning, Nebraska, in Sandhills, a student would be compensated roughly $55. If you're in Millard, it would be about $5,000. That's not a system that's acceptable, because the burden then becomes that the local requirements are so great. And then that requirement that Millard has is less, and they take it from us. The system is broken. She's got a way of fixing that. We got to cap spending, and the bill helps do that. It directs surplus funds back through TIOSA, and anything above that 4% that is kind of the standard we work with right now. And then it creates the per-student balance. And so we're hoping that 1106 will be that answer. But, you know, each year we've made a run of property tax. Again, our biggest challenge is that you're one of 49, and there are not very many rural senators. And because of that, it is so hard to find something that the urban folks will agree to.
Yeah, Tanya, something similar. What would be your approach, if elected, to gaining that more broad consensus on property tax relief?
Certainly. I would just start with the reality that, serving as a Cherry County commissioner, I've done my part there for property tax relief. We've actually reduced the tax ask in Cherry County for the county's portion by 15%, and certainly have demonstrated the ability to be fiscally responsible to the local taxpayers. And I've heard folks say, well, my overall tax bill didn't go down. That's because I can only have an impact as a commissioner on 28% of it. But so 15% reduction in our tax ask is huge. And I want to take that same kind of fiscal responsibility onto the legislature. What we really need to be able to do is twofold. Certainly TIOSA is the broken piece of the formula that will most directly impact property tax relief. It is a system that is very unfair, particularly to rural agricultural communities, and that's what the 43rd District is. So a couple things. We're in this position because we haven't had the votes to be in any different position, quite frankly, and we have to be able to reach across the aisle and find some commonalities with our urban senators. And we're at a juncture where homeowners in Omaha and Lincoln are feeling the pinch. It's the good news, bad news. There's an opportunity to get support from the taxpayers in those urban areas for reform. And you know, I look at it from the big picture that everybody has to have something in it, right, in order to get the votes across, to get it across the finish line. I believe that we have to be able to demonstrate a property tax reform that ultimately results in overall economic growth for this entire state. When we get more dollars into the state in income tax pot of money, then that's good for everyone in this state. When a farmer or a rancher or a homeowner has an extra $100 or $10,000 in their pocket that they didn't have to pay into property taxes, they tend to spend it in their local economies, and those dollars turn over up to seven times. And so it's a tax reform that we have to be the ones to advocate and demonstrate how it will ultimately grow the economy statewide.
Tanya, we'll keep it with you, and this is similar, kind of a follow-up, and you touched on it somewhat, but you have a TIOSA formula that I believe when it was passed in the 90s, even the most ardent urban senator at the time would not have advocated for the complete lack of total funding to a vast majority of districts in the state. But you also were faced with a burden of having a majority of senators representing urban interests. So how do you get them to say, we know we've got it good, why would we change that to help your district when it comes to the TIOSA formula?
Well, again, I would come back to that same answer, that we have to be able to demonstrate a tax reform that ultimately grows the overall state economy. And we're talking about significant shifts, right? In the meantime, this is going to be a year-by-year persistent negotiation with those senators. Everybody likes a great headline. We all want a one quick magic bullet fix, right? But the headline fix is not legislatively winnable right now. And so we need a tough negotiator in there, and I have proven to be that, to work with those folks in urban Nebraska or urban senators and find measures. I can promise you that I would not vote for anything that does not ultimately move the needle in the direction of benefiting our rural districts. And so it starts with, I think, per state, per student state aid. We need to start demanding. As you said, no one would have advocated even back when TIOSA was passed for a bill that stonewalled such a large percentage of students in this state with receiving no state aid. And we start there. Certainly the bill that's before the legislature now that they're going to address here in the next 17 days includes a portion of that. However, we have schools even within the 43rd district that will actually lose some per student state aid under that formula. That's not acceptable either. So it will be step by step, and every vote has to benefit the 43rd district.
Okay, thank you. Colonel Brewer, what have you seen in your first term as the major roadblocks within the legislature of getting that school aid formula amended?
Well, TIOSA is kind of this sliding scale where if you move in one spot, it causes a reaction in another. And you've got the unions that control a lot of how things are shaped because they ultimately influence a lot of voters. And if you look at where we're at with this 1106, I mean, there's things you can do. You could bow up and say, well, this particular school loses money, so I'm not going to vote for it. And if they have enough people do that, it'll never go anywhere. And that's exactly what's happened for the last 30 years. You're going to have to face the fact that there may be 90-some percent of your district that benefits, and in some cases benefits immensely. And there may be a district that doesn't, but if you dig in your heels and you say, no, I'm going to do that because someone isn't getting a perfect deal, you'll get nothing. We'll have no change, and we'll continue as we are. And that's the hopeless situation we get into. You know, I would like to think that my colleagues, they elected me as the chairman of the government committee with a unanimous vote, because I will work with them to the degree that we can. But it's also a trench fight down there on some of these issues to shape that legislation that hits the floor, and a lot of that's done in committee. And again, it's not perfect. There's things about 1106 I'd like to change, but it is our best hope right now of getting property tax relief.
Okay, very good. With that, wanted to touch on the property tax issue first. We're going to, for those folks listening over in KVSH, we are going to take a 2-minute break. And then when we come back, we'll start getting into some of the other issues that are affecting the 43rd District. This is a candidate forum featuring the two candidates for the 43rd District seated in the Nebraska Legislature, Colonel Tom Brewer and Cherry County Commissioner Tanya Storr. We will come back after this 2-minute break here on KBRB and on KVSH.